I will never return.
京都
I was at the edge of the world. The sun was shining warmly and a breeze was rustling the flowers. Dust on the wooden bridge was silent all day. The postbox shone brightly all day. And a stroller with a pinwheel attached to it was always parked in town. None of the people or children who live there could be seen on the streets, and I had no relatives. My job was to occasionally look at the color of the sky above the weather vane. But it wasn't boring. Nectar was in the air, and this nectar, being incorporeal, was suitable for daily consumption. I tried smoking cigarettes, but only liked the smell. What's more, I only smoked outside. Now, my only prized possession was a single towel. Although I had a pillow, there was no hope of a futon. At least I had a toothbrush, but my one book had nothing written inside. I would pick it up periodically and just enjoy its weight. I was deeply in love with the women, but never once thought of going to visit them. I just dreamed about them a lot. Something indescribable kept urging me on, and although I had no goal, hope was pounding in my chest. In the middle of the forest was a mysterious park where eerily smiling women, children, and men were strolling around, talking to me in a language I didn't understand, expressing emotions I didn't understand. Now, in that sky, spider webs were shining with a silver light.